Chapter 42. Charlotte Purcell heaved the bags of groceries into her arms and set off home. She was already thinking of how many meals she could eke from the food she'd brought. Times were tough, and everybody was tightening their belts. The newspapers were full of more bad news in that February of 1934. The country was experiencing the worst ever drought in its history. For Charlotte and Al, who now had three kids to feed, it was a precarious situation. Charlotte paused on her way home to rest, rubbing cautiously at her left arm. It had begun to bother her last year, but now there was a continuous achy pain. "The doctors told her to use hot towels," recalled her husband, Al. Hot towels, however, had had zero effect. Charlotte concentrated on her fingertips, running them gently over her arm. Yes, she thought, it was definitely bigger. She peered closely at the little swelling nestled in the crook of her elbow. It was just a little bump, but it seemed to her it was growing larger. She would show it to Al later, she thought, see what he had to say. Suddenly, Charlotte cried out in pain. The bag in her left arm dropped fast to the floor, spewing groceries onto the sidewalk. She had felt a sharp, knife-like pain which went through the elbow. She bit her lip, rubbing again at where the pain was, and then bent to clear up her shopping. This was happening more and more frequently. When holding something, it would drop out of her hands. It was the last thing she needed. The kids were 4, 3, and 1.5 years old. She needed to get well. Maybe prayer would help. That Sunday, she slid into her pew at St. Columba with her usual piousness and bent her head to pray. There was a bit of a commotion further ahead, and Charlotte glanced up to see Catherine struggling. At that time, her friend's legs had been stiffening, so she had trouble kneeling in church. Catherine could barely bend her legs on the solid wooden plank in the pews. Tom had his arms around her, trying to help her. He looked alarmed at his wife's condition. In fact, Tom found himself in a frenzy of anxiety. Catherine was still just about able to kneel and get around, but some days it was a close-run thing. She kept saying that they didn't have the money to get better medical care, but Tom now decided something had to be done. Catherine owned their house outright, after all. They could always mortgage it. That would free up some cash for doctor's bills. Tom helped his wife slowly back to her feet. She was panting from the effort, blowing out little pained breaths as she tried to force her limbs to straighten. Yes, this had gone on too long. If the doctors in Ottawa wouldn't help, Tom was determined to find somebody who would. He went to Chicago, the nearest city. It was 85 miles away, but Tom travelled 85 miles there and 85 miles back, and he brought a doctor back with him, Charles Loeffler. A reputable medical man and blood specialist, Loeffler was kindly looking with sticky-out ears. He first saw Catherine at the Ottawa office where she worked on 10th of March 1934. Despite his experience, he was initially flummoxed by her symptoms, but adamant he would learn the cause. He took a blood specimen and, on testing it in Chicago, noticed a toxic quality in her blood. The following Saturday, he returned to Ottawa and found Catherine had declined significantly in the intervening week. She became so ill that, just at the time her doctor's bill soared, Loeffler's invoice by the end of it would be for some $605. She was forced to leave work. Loeffler did what he could to alleviate her anemia and increasing pain, while he continued to hunt for a diagnosis. The lump in Charlotte Purcell's elbow, meanwhile, had now swollen to the size of a golf ball. She had terrible pain all down her arm. It was worse at night, when she'd lie awake, scared and confused. She and Al also went to Chicago, like their neighbour Tom Donahue, but found 15 Chicago specialists were puzzled by her case.